Blue, mush, wine. A teardrop dies in the black pool of the night. A night reflects in the pool of wine that you are sitting in, covered in red, covered in nakedness. A glass broken. Wine spills from your smile. Your body dissolves and empties away its contents. Your body, Christ-like, turns water into wine. A nightmare. A night. Beauty lost in the beholder's eye. I am the beholder. Our silence falls upon the surface tension of liquid that separates our bodies, adjacent, complacent. We're apart but connected. I swim across and pull myself close to you, my mouth to words, my tongue, teeth, and lips, combined in endless permutations that get eaten by the merciless hunger of your silence. I bridge our smiles, our lips connect. Your body empties the last of its remnants, and I'm pulled under the surface. So close. Pool, mush, wine, lost and drowning in a dark red oblivion. Moon shines beyond the surface, way beyond the inconceivable threshold of what my dark adaptive reasoning is capable of living with. I intend to die. The echo of this sentiment escapes my throat, and out my lips it goes. A cloud of technicolor dreams appears before me, and I foresee the past that is to become the future. Cut. Tape unreels. A new reality awakes. I resurface. Dusk filters through the woods, the flaming shadow of a dying sky. A shot through the space of day and into the night. Our shadow spreads across the golden hue of the trees in the sunlight as we walk the remaining dregs of the day. Fingers interlock, the very fibers of unity, like your lips, your hair, your veins, and bones. Everything that crosses your path becomes intertwined with what is to become the present. That is why, beyond the tree line, I see the faceless girl. Kiss the face of a girl without taking my eyes off the faceless one. She wraps her arms around me. I smile a sad smile. An oxymoron. Pool, mush, wine. Time cries away my future into hopelessness. I smile on my 13th birthday as thunderclouds amass in the sky. Heavy drops begin to crash upon my birthday cake. My presents, my day. I didn't want the cake originally. I only wanted the day. I smile at the people who reassure me that I am doing okay. The rain banishes people from the outer world into the confines of my house. They try rebuilding the scenario from outside. An hour passes. The music starts to blast from the kitchen and the glasses to fill. I stand there before the window and watch as the cake gets beaten down to a pulp by the rain. I see two worlds superimposed. In one, I see water frosting. In the other, I see a ghost crowd of drunk parents dancing. In the first, I see rivers blur the image of the deformed mound of cake. The second, the ghost crowd is dry under the rain, laughing, having a good time. Outside, beyond the eye of a water drop, I see a faceless girl where the mound of cake used to be. Her arms flap up and down. Frosting angel, frosting angel. A frosting angel covered in white, tears from the sky streaming down her faceless mass. I close my eyes and replay a lost yet unforgotten reality. The party's over, night is gone. I'm under covers. Mom smiles from the threshold of my room before closing the door behind her. That night, I lie awake instead of telling the truth. Pool, mush, wine. I stare directly at the sun. This will keep me from having to look at his face again. His gray smile on the newspaper. TV death that rapes me internally dead. I shift my gaze. Bleached white walls reflect the clarity of mind in which I had. I come to the conclusion that even the sun itself can save me from that day. I hear him smile, I can feel his eyes and smell their intention. A pair of hands blindfold me from behind. Whose hands are these? I let my head fall back, and in the softness, I feel no lips, no features, no curves, nor death. It was her. A curtain of hair falls upon my face, and everything turns blue, like the shadow of a dying day. Now your hair unveils terror, and I sit here naked with your face close to mine. Your smile, your lips salty with tears. Is it over? Has he made love to us? I want to try something new, a voice says. He pulls you away. You keep quiet. Good girl, according to him. You lay still. Why are you crying, love? Come on, doll. Don't cry. I don't like it when you cry. Don't cry, please. Don't cry. Dad is here. Don't. Please don't. Close your eyes. Don't look. Don't you fucking cry. His naked foot violently crashes into us, left of tears. Again. And again. And again. Full. Mush. Wine. It all reduces itself to this. A loud bang, a vortex to my chest, an open skull, an escape route, a siren call, a red light, a pool of red, a lighter room, a pool of thoughts coagulating into memories. Thoughts of you, your sixth birthday, today, a memory, the last one. Beside those technicolor dreams, I see future memories, a reverse engineered life cycle of torment, a dusk, blood-red meteorites falling to Earth. I see the end, beginning to unreal, to begin, the end. And at the tender age of 3, I lie awake and scream into the night. I have to friendly cry because I fear living for the first time in my life, and it has taken my breath away. I see you standing at the door, a twin, a reflection, a mirrored image, faceless in the dark. This is our dream.